is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever walked in on somebody when they were totally naked and you were like, oh boy, this is weird for both of us? Or maybe vice versa. You were somewhere and it happened to you. Mm-hmm. You can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Annalee said, I forgot to lock the door when I was using the restroom at college a few weeks ago. So somebody learned about something they didn't pay for.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it happens.
Spencer said, one New Year's, I put pizza in the oven and passed out while it was cooking at my friend's house. I woke up to the smoke alarm going off and all of his 280-pound naked ass running down the stairs going, what the F is going on?
Oh, God.
Oh, man, you can't.
You can't unsee that.
You can't put on some boxers real quick.
Yeah, my house is on fire. I'm still putting on pants. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like the people that run out into the street naked. You're like, what are you talking about?
Really?
Oh, man, this one. Ugh.
What?
Mitch said, when I first moved to town, I rode the bus. I once looked over and saw this skeevy dude with his junk out sniffing the hair of the girl sitting in front of him.
Oh,
what?
I had the bus driver kick him off because I didn't want to risk touching him.
Yeah, you see some weird stuff on public transportation.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's awful.
I saw something similar to that when I was living in Chicago, actually.
Really?
Some people had a penchant for, you know, undressing.
Yeah.
Just like in the middle of, like, public.
I saw one guy pour water on himself and not on his head, on another area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right. It was junk? Just out.
Yes, Sylvia, his junk.
Good call.
Chicago shower. That's what we call it.
What about this one? Jeremy said, I used to deliver for FedEx, and more often than not, an old, fat, naked man would answer the door, and most of the time, they needed to sign for the delivery, and I would do everything I could to avoid eye contact, small talk, anything else. But once, only once, did a good-looking woman open the door in a towel, and she went to reach for the delivery, and the towel dropped.
Oh, yes!
And all her glory was showing, and it was fantastic.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's another thing. Like, if you're going to go to the door, like, if the doorbell rings, are you ever just putting on a towel?
No.
Like, you have time to, like, throw on some yoga pants, right? Like,
yeah.
Go wait an extra 8 seconds. Like, you're doing that on purpose.
Totally.
I'm going to hook up with that FedEx guy.
Oh, yeah.
Those shorts.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Has somebody ever seen you naked that surprised you? Maybe they busted through a door. This one, my pervy uncle walked in on me in the shower, but I don't think it was an accident.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
This one's funnier. I was driving to work last week and just happened to glance to my left and saw an elderly couple watering their lawn buck-ass naked. The only thing they were wearing were their smiles and their shoes. Turned out they're lifelong nudists, and they do their yard work naked. But usually around 5 a.m. when no one else is up, since I was new to the neighborhood, they didn't know my schedule. Nice couple, but I can't unsee that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ian, I imagine that when you were a pizza delivery guy, did you ever have anyone come to the door naked?
Oh, multiple people.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Just like that person on the Centennial Toyota text line, I did have one very attractive woman where there was a little bit of a slip. And then her and I kind of developed a relationship. Other than that, it was.
Right.
I've told you this. I've told you this story before.
Oh, like
she would call. I went inside, and you know, things happen on deliveries, Dave. But I had a lot of just drunk, either like frat boys, like they would always be naked for some reason, and then something about people in bathrobes. They let it all hang out. It's quite gross.
Eric said, happened in high school, friend's younger brother liked to drop his pants and squat his bare butt in front of your face when you weren't noticing.
God.
I was not aware of this, but it's...
What? That's how you get pink eye.
Yeah, that's actually a thing. So my drunk younger brother used to do that all the time with his friends. It's called ass face. And there was a guy that they didn't like, and he actually became known as ass face because they would do it to him so often. So every time that he would pass out, somebody would squat right above his face with their pants down and then take a picture of it, and hilarious.
Now, what would you guys rather be walked in on, during a shower or during a movement? Like going to the bathroom? What's
shower.
Worse?
You'd rather somebody
really
walk in on you
shower?
Yeah.
Shower?
Yeah.
I don't want anyone looking at me when I'm doing my
just
business.
Because when you're doing the business, that's an awkward position.
It's an awkward position, but
all the roles.
But at least it's hidden, right?
Right.
Like a shower, you're so vulnerable.
But it's steamy.
You got the soap all over you.
Depends who's walking in, right?
I guess.
If it's a mortal enemy, I'm like, you picked the wrong time to come into the bathroom. Blake said, I used to work at an old folks home as a maintenance man. I used to knock on doors, go into the residence room for service, And when I was in there, I would yell at the door, "Are you decent?" And no matter how many times they said yes, they were not. 100-year-old boobs and balls are fine. Just something I don't want to see all of the time.
Oh, my God.
Jessica said, in my early teens, my mom let me come to the gym with her on a guest pass. I was not prepared for that locker room. Every time that I'm in a locker room, I'm not prepared for it.
No,
I learn new things about the human body every time I'm in a locker room.
If you go to a gym that's, you know, a busy gym,
yeah,
you're in the locker room, and there's just junk everywhere.
And there's boobs in, like, and
were there?
Okay, so tell me, because there's a rule in, I think it's law.
Yes, it is, I think.
That if you're naked in the men's locker room, you have to be the most unappealing person possible.
Yep.
Is that the same in the women's locker room?
I guess. I don't know.
You haven't noticed? Yeah, because all of the guys, it's just like the old dudes who are just letting it all hang out. And you're like, hey, man, like just put a towel on or something.
And it's just like, why do you have to put your leg up there? Yeah, like, why are you doing this?
That's not what the hand dryer is man.
Oh, God. I've never seen like...
I've seen that, by the way.
I mean, I've never seen a woman like, you know, do that with her lady bits. But it's usually like boobs, like just... walking around.
Yeah. You never seen anyone airing it out with
you? No, I hope they never do. Oh, my God.
Speaking of, Joe said, saw my 55-year-old stepmom one time, full frontal. Imagine if the 70s never got trimmed, not even once. Kind of looked like a raccoon pelt. Ew.
Oh, my God. Well put.
Oh.
That's gross.
Michaela said, at Body Heat tanning, I walked in an old guy tanning, all his junk out and everything.
I feel like that's extra wrinkly.
Extra wrinkly because it's all tan. It just looks like a prune.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Do you cover that when you're in the tanning bed? You would, right? As a guy? Put a sock on it or something.
Yeah. Gotta do something. Gotta protect the boys.
Doesn't need to be more tan.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You know, there's something about surprise nudity that just really... is special. This one ran the Brooklyn Half Marathon a couple of years ago, and a few minutes before the race got underway on Coney Island Boardwalk, I had to go to the bathroom and ended up being face to face with two hot chicks with their shorts around their ankles, squatting and doing their business. Not a word was exchanged. Still can't hear the song Under the Boardwalk without getting oddly aroused, though.
I get it.
So that's a guy, right?
Like, it's got to be a guy.
It's got to be a guy. So you went down there to... Did he go down there to go number one or number two?
I'm thinking he went down there just to go number one.
Okay, and they were also going number one.
Yeah.
All right, because if everyone was... that would be something else. You just awkwardly stare at each other.
Yeah. Hey, when that's happening.
No eye contact.
No.
Sylvia, have you ever walked in on somebody naked? I need to hear from you.
I opened the bathroom door to my dad. Like, he wasn't naked. Like,
through
my dad was
yes.
naked. He wasn't naked, but he was like, he was going number one. And I'm like, oh, that's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
What?
I was like, God, six or seven or something. I was young. And I just opened the door without knocking.
My elderly neighbors used to sit out topless, not sure whether the guy or the lady had bigger, saggier boobs. That's neat. This one, I said, I was really sick as an adult. My dad helped my sister bathe me to bring down a fever. Too sick to feel embarrassed at all.
Really?
Aww.
As an adult? Yeah.
Yeah.
Being bathed. Okay.
There's love involved there.
I get it.
Mark said, I work casino security. Usually people are locking themselves out of their room totally naked without their keys. Have you guys ever had a close call like that?
That's my biggest fear.
Who was it? Was it DMX that got locked out of his hotel room totally naked not too long ago?
Oh, was it DMX?
But, there's always the security camera footage of somebody that, you know, they walk out of their hotel room while they're totally naked.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. A lot of times it's like for room service or something. Like if you have food that you've just finished and you go to slide it out, you know, and like put it in the hallway so they can come get it and then the door just behind you.
What do you cover yourself with then? Like the trays?
Yeah, like you pick up that little metal thing that covers your sandwich.
Yeah. It's covering your own sandwich now.
Yeah. I was a pool cleaner and walked onto the property, and the head bishop from the Catholic school comes walking out of the pool, wang swanging like it ain't no big deal. Made sure from then on I announced my arrival. My parents were visiting from Wisconsin. My dad went to shower, and my now husband heard my dad calling for my mom from the bathroom. He thought my dad had fallen, so he ran into the bathroom to find my dad buck naked, bent over the toilet. A tube from the toilet had come loose, causing the bathroom to start flooding.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was trying to stop the spraying water from the toilet. My husband's response was, "Oops, sorry, John." And he slammed the door and ran out. Still has that picture in his head.
His name is John.
And Travis said, "My best friend slash roommate was in the hospital, so his brother that I'd never met came to town to stay with us and visit him while he was in the hospital. I was in college at the time and had a girl over, so unannounced he knocks on the door while I'm indisposed.
Okay.
So looking through my window and seeing who it was, I got to the door, but I was in the buff to answer, not knowing that he had his girlfriend at the time with him. They proceeded to pull the door back, and I said, just give me a minute or two. I'll be right back. Let's just say that his brother was impressed with the first time meeting, and we all hung out that night drinking and laughing. Kind of forgot about my best friend slash his brother who was in the hospital that night. Oops.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, Ian, if you played on a co-ed hockey team and you guys all use the same locker room, tell me you wouldn't be a total perv. Because this one actually, it came to us on the Centennial Toyota text line. It said, "I'm a girl that plays co-ed hockey. We change in the same locker room, and most of the time, everyone is super aware of it, and they cover up." A couple weeks ago, a guy had come out of the shower with a towel around his waist. As soon as he sat down, though, the towel opened up, and there was just hanging out there right until there. He decided to put on some underwear.
Let me know when sign-ups are.
Oh.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.